This is KERA News. Buying paletas is a Mexican tradition as old as summer itself. These fresh fruit, frozen treats can be found underneath the dry ice inside a classic street cart or in a colorful modern popsicle shop. Danny Matias visits both.
There's something about the sound of an ice cream truck that sends people back to their childhood. These bells mean paletas are around the corner. They're traditionally sold on foot by a male vendor called a paletero, like 54-year-old Andres Mejorada. He carries all kinds of flavors, from watermelon to pineapple to even coconut. Mejorada has pushed his cart around Dallas for over a decade. He works every day from 2 in the afternoon to 9 in the evening, unless it rains.
I look where there's more people, like construction sites. Because there's no one on the streets, and if it's hot, no one comes out. They're all inside.
He looks for crowds in uptown Dallas, like this construction site he regularly waits by that used to be known as Little Mexico. Mejorada is originally from Puebla, in east central Mexico. His wife, two daughters, and son live in Tlaxcala. It's difficult not being able to see his family. Calling them every day just doesn't fill the void.
I think about them a lot and would love to be with them. But if you don't separate, then you won't accomplish anything. And I had to come here by myself so I could do things for my family.
Although he thought he'd always be with his family, he had to leave to give them a better life. Mejorada likes being a paletero because he's his own boss. He works when he wants to and doesn't get in trouble if he decides otherwise. The amount of money he makes varies, anywhere from $50 to $100, depending on the day. He hopes to save up enough within the next year to return to Mexico and build a house for him and his family. Across the Trinity River in Oak Cliff, a younger generation is putting a modern twist on the classic paleta business. Encanto Pops is a trendy paleteria that opened last summer. The bosses, Diana Diaz and her three siblings, were raised in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, before moving to Dallas.
We grew up in a household where we were always surrounded by food. My parents were always cooking. It was a house that everyone would go eat. My mom would cook for an army. My dad would as well.
An uncle was the inspiration for starting Encanto Pops. He runs a similar shop outside of Chicago and even trained them. The Diaz kids range in age from 18 to 35. They come in every morning, 7 days a week, to make paletas from scratch.
We have some that take up to 2-3 days. Coconut. My brother always makes coconut, and coconut takes a long time to make.
Diana and her siblings stay close to their Mexican roots.
Everything is fresh, all natural, so then we are the ones cutting up the fruit, you know, cleaning everything, disinfecting it. Depending on which one we're making, it goes all into a mix.
Together, they bond, occasionally argue, and get creative. All four of them say that's their favorite part about working with family. From the local street vendor outside to the small popsicle shop, both preserve this tradition of sharing mouthwatering Mexican paletas with their community. Danny Matias, KERA News.